Right now, though, of course, it's time to jump in the good old time machine and take a look back at the week that was. With the weekly wrap, Max Grieve joins us now. Max, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. Going a little bit early this morning.
That's all right. We have the technology.
Yeah, let's hope that nothing big happens in the next half hour.
Hopefully not. I don't even remember what happened on Monday. I'm not going to lie to you. Monday seems like the Jurassic period to me at this point in time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't in, so I wasn't paying attention to anything that was going on, but plenty happening. Parliament resumed in Canberra and the Senate began to debate a bill to legalise voluntary euthanasia in to allow territories to legalise voluntary euthanasia. National energy guarantee was being talked about again. Lots of that kind of thing. Pretty
The neg.
Look, Monday took, I feel like the week took a little bit of time to sort of get going. Monday was an awful lot. You had Omarosa Manigault-Newman, the former White House aide of Donald Trump, coming out and saying that she had heard a tape of him using racist language.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that sort
not
of
good.
Carried out through the week as she's released a couple of tapes building up to the big tape. Hopefully.
Is anyone surprised, though?
Is anyone surprised? Look, if the tape that they're talking about came out, I think that would be surprising.
Yeah, it would definitely. I don't know. Every time something else comes out, you're like, "Oh, this is gonna be massive. This is gonna hurt Trump's rate," and it never seems to.
No, you're right. No, we can always live in hope, I suppose.
Well, we'll see if the tape eventually does come out. I don't know. I guess we go from there.
Yeah, wait until next week. Tuesday. Tuesday, a little bit more of the same. More NEG, more euthanasia debates. Bill Shorten got a boost to his approval rating, up from 31% up to 34%.
Oh, that's quite a jump.
Yeah, his disapproval rating was down 3% from 47 to 44.
That's
gotta hurt, having a disapproval rating higher than your approval rate. I know that that's how it works, but
yeah, a bit yikes.
And I know that he's, you know, a seasoned politician, but that would still make me feel sad, I think.
And the fact that on a two-party preferred basis, if you remove the people in charge, Labor does better than Liberals in the polls at the moment and has done, you know, the 30 news 50, polls.
52 to 48 was the latest split there, yeah.
Yeah, so the party, people are like, yeah, we prefer Labor at this point. But when you take it down to Shorten and Turnbull, yeah, that's got to hurt.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy. What else on Tuesday? Obviously, this morning we've had the sad news that, and we'll get onto this, the sad news that Aretha Franklin died. Tuesday were the first reports that she was not well.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, obviously still quite a shock to everyone, yeah.
Quick deterioration, that's awful, yeah.
No good. Wednesday was when things really started kicking off.
Oh, it took us a while, but we got there.
It did. And when they kicked off, didn't they ever? Fraser Anning.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Fraser Anning gave his speech, and he was strongly condemned for calling for a return of the White Australia policy and using the term the final solution.
I suggest we send him into Mars on a one-way ticket. That's my idea that I'm putting forward. I've completely forgotten the word.
Send him to Mars, or perhaps you'd want to send him to the planet with a surface temperature two-thirds as hot as our sun.
Ooh, that's a much better option.
Just discovered on Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't.
That for a little segue.
That's a much better option. Let's send him to that planet.
He might already be there. Look, there's been nothing about Fraser Anning this morning, which is a little bit surprising because there was so much yesterday and the day before. Bob Catter coming out and saying that he supported his man 1,000%.
That's nuts.
They're still arguing that you need to look at the phrase "the final solution" in context. And I think when you do, it doesn't look much better.
No, I don't think that really helps.
No.
Oh, the footage of Bob Catter as well. If you remove the words that are coming out of his mouth for a second, even just the way he's acting, it's
See, I haven't seen it yet.
It's breakdown material. Like, you know, like I said, and then you add what is coming out of his mouth and it's even worse. But he's like, you remember that crocodile video from a while back?
Mm.
What, you know, may a thousand blossoms
concerning
bloom.
Video.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. May a thousand blossoms bloom. But none of that matters because everybody's being eaten by crocodiles in North Queensland. It was that caliber of bonkers.
All right, I'll have to check it out.
Like, with the addition of him saying that he supports Fraser Anning as the words being spoken, wasn't a good combination.
The crocodile stuff made a bit more sense, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm more on board with the crocodiles.
Mm. Also on Wednesday, there was the bridge in Genoa that collapsed, killing 38 people. They revised the death toll last night. Apparently 10 to 20 people could still be trapped under trapped under the bridge somewhere. Say it like an earthquake zone, so it could be, you know, days until they get people out.
God, that's awful. No, that's another one I saw footage of and just my heart hit my stomach. Oof.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's nothing really nice to say about that one. It was a violent sudden storm. 30 vehicles on the bridge fell roughly 100 metres onto tracks below, and there's some incredible stories of people who have survived standing next to their car when the bridge comes down on top of them, or being in the car as the bridge collapsed beneath them.
Jeez.
Yeah, pretty horrible stuff.
Awful.
Looking towards Thursday, and a bit more following on from Genoa, more from the NEG, the euthanasia bill, David Lynham's euthanasia bill was voted down, or narrowly defeated in the Senate.
I don't have a lot that I agree with David Lynham about. In fact, very, very little.
I think so, yeah.
But the euthanasia bill, I was hoping that would go through.
Mm, yeah, no, so was I. Not much else to talk about from Thursday. Had Queensland Council of Unions calling on the Palaszczuk government to criminalise rampant wage theft up in Queensland. more NEG, more euthanasia.
Yep.
It's all the same.
Yep. There hasn't been a super exciting week. We had the peak on sort of Wednesday.
We did have the peak on Wednesday, and it's sort of just dipping down again. So it'd be nice if there was something that happened today, wouldn't it? Take us into the weekend. Or maybe not. I mean, yeah. you never know if it's going to be good or bad.
I was going to say, it could go one of two ways.
And then Friday.
This morning.
This morning, and I think the big news, obviously, is Aretha Franklin passing away.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very sad. A report as well from the Daily Telegraph that Peter Dutton is being urged to challenge the Prime Minister in the next couple of weeks.
Mm. What we really need is another leadership challenge in this country. We could make it, what, 6 Prime Ministers in 7 years? We could do it.
Look, I remember feeling inspired by Malcolm Turnbull's first speech as Prime Minister all those years ago. There's never been a better time to be an Australian. I don't know if I could get myself so inspired by anything that came out of Peter Dutton's mouth.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's a good point as well.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't think I'd want to see that speech.
Yeah, you hope that he's not listening to his colleagues too closely.
Oh, God. No, like I said, that would make it, what, 7 Prime Ministers in as many years?
How many do you count Rudd as? Is there one or two?
Let's count him as two. It makes the tally go up.
Okay.
It makes a more impressive tally if we count him as two.
It is sad that I'd need to sit back from the microphone and take a second to count them out on my fingers if I, you know, really wanted to get the number right.
Oh, God. Well, hopefully the tally doesn't go up anymore.
Yep.
Thanks, Max.
No worries.
Max Grieve there running us through the weekly wrap.